Cotton, Biden proposed date for Gaza dead on arrival. By Jeff Poor on October 21, 2023. Friday on FNC's Hannity, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, declared a $100 million proposed aid package for Gaza to be dead on arrival. Republicans on Capitol Hill have warned such an aid package could end up aiding Hamas. Now, despite the importance of protecting our homeland right now, Biden wants to send tens of billions more to Ukraine and hundreds of millions to Gaza, which we all know is going to end in the hands of Hamas, host Sean Hannity said. But Senator Tom Cotton is putting his foot down, saying that Biden's aid package is DOA, dead on arrival. He joins us now with more. Senator, is that 100% certain it's DOA? Sean, if I have anything to do with it, it will be dead on arrival, Cotton replied. And I think that's the emerging position among Republicans in the Senate. You saw Senator McConnell today said the Senate will work its will to produce our own proposal. I think we need to support Israel. We got to control our southern border, obviously. We need to reinforce Taiwan, and we can provide needed military aid to Ukraine. We can all those things. But as you say, that's not what Joe Biden's proposals do, he continued. It provides $3.5 billion of potential so-called humanitarian aid to Gaza, which we know under current conditions is little more than resupply for Hamas terrorists. Or it provides billions of dollars to relocate illegal aliens into our country, put them up in hotels, addressing the symptoms of the border crisis, not the cost of it, say, abuse of parole system, or abuse of the asylum system. So, we need to undertake efforts to support Israel and close our southern border. What we don't need is Joe Biden's proposals, much of which is just a long-standing Democratic wish list. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.